This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs for COVID-19, leading to different treatment options for patients depending on where they live. Friday, a World Health Organization guidelines panel advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients. The WHO says there's no evidence the drug improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the United States and many other countries, the drug has been the standard of care because a study found it cut recovery time by about 5 days. Pfizer and its German partner will apply for emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for their coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer will ask the FDA Friday for emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is likely to do the same in a few weeks. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says no corners are being cut. Quote, "We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in any inappropriate way. This is really solid," end quote. Even with approval, the vast majority of the hundreds of million doses won't be available until spring. The United States continues to top the list of countries with the most COVID-19 infections. It has 11.7 million cases, followed by India with 9 million infections and Brazil with almost 6 million. Mexico has become the fourth country to pass the 100,000 mark of coronavirus deaths, surpassed only by the U.S., Brazil, and India. And Russia reported a record number of new coronavirus cases Friday, 24,318. More than 6,000, that's about a quarter of them, are in Moscow. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.